I can lift you up. I can show you what you wanna see and take you where you wanna be. You could be.
Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Welcome back here live with Ashley Burgess here at Perspectives.
Now that's the way to rock in the new year.
Heck yes, I like that. I mean, I was like, woohoo, this looks like a party. That's exactly what I'm saying. You know, the big countdown, the 10, 9, 8, it's a big deal. You know, we've seen films all about it. We've seen When Harry Met Sally. We've seen a film called, New Year's Eve that was Ashton Kutcher. We have seen The Godfather 2, where the beloved kiss happens, actually.
Yeah, the kiss of
Fredo,
death.
Fredo, yes. Right. And Cuba, what have you, with the kiss of death. And the kiss of all kisses. There's a lot of things to be said about New Year's Eve. We've seen it in films. We've seen it in TV. People make a big deal about it. So, let's get past all the disco balls and all the hype. You know, if you haven't figured out what you're going to do this year, it's okay. It's okay. Because you can still figure it out. You know, I think the biggest thing is a lot of times people feel like they're missing something. Oh, I wasn't invited to a house party, or I want to go to the club, or I want to do this, or I want to do that. But I really think that a lot of times it's hype. It's almost like the prom. I went to the prom. I went to several proms. I mean, woohoo! I'm glad I went. I wasn't obviously missing anything, but I think a lot of times it takes somebody to go and check out what they want to check out and decide, okay, you know, I think I'm going to head home. Or, hey, that was worth it. And I think life is like that in every way. I mean, I think this is just another microcosm, obviously, of life. It's a choice. You make a choice. You live with it. You decide if it's the right thing or it's not for you. You know, it's awesome. It's a great day, New Year's Eve. It's an awesome night. And you want to remember New Year's Eve, but also it's just one night. And how do you really wish to begin the new year? Do you really wish to begin with your head in the toilet? Or do you rather, you know, begin it feeling like really great, like you're going to take over the world?
It's like, remember Bill Cosby back in the 80s?
Love 80s Bill Cosby.
It's like you were about to put your face in a place that was never meant for your face.
Ding, ding, ding. Yes, that's totally true. And how many people do we know that are, let's just say, how many of our friends do we know that's been there? A lot.
Yep.
A lot. And I think that it can be... and it kind of takes you off the mark for the rest of the year. So are you missing out on the huge parties, the hotel rooms, party, and all this kind of stuff? I think first off, we have to be comfortable in our own skin. And I think maybe some of that might be some of y'all's New Year's resolutions for this year. I want to be comfortable in my own skin. I think that's a big deal because when you are comfortable, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter what you do. You're happy with it. You're happy with your choice. You made your choice. And also, it's not that big of a deal. You kind of see past all of it. As well as you also know that you can make the decision you want to make. You know, you don't have to make one decision or another. You can choose. And if you decide that you go to something and you don't like it, you can leave. If you love it, you can stay. If you don't care one way or another, you can choose whatever you want to do. I think the second thing is you really, you know, I think that sometimes people have to go check out things that they want to check out just to find out that the grass is not greener. And I think that's totally true with anything in life. Whether it's people or things or situations or places or whatever, I think that when you put yourself there and you try it out and you check it out, you go, you know, yeah, I really didn't really need to.
Doesn't live up to the hype.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's good too because there's no question. You're not over there saying, oh, well, I wish I would have been there. And I think that's why I always tell people, do everything you want to do. Do it all because you'll figure out either you loved it or you didn't and you didn't miss anything. And if I'm standing in the way of you going to do that, I don't want to do that. So you make the decision. You know, the third thing is that, you know, if you're for real and you really want to change, if you're really for real and you want to change something and you want to make a change in your life, and I think that this is for a lot of people that are feeling like they're going to make a New Year's resolution this year, whether it's to quit drinking or to quit smoking or to lose weight or to get a better job, whatever it is that's your resolution that you're thinking about making a resolution for, you might want to start, you know, acting like it's for real. I mean, you know, it's kind of good to kind of go into a situation where you're following with the flow instead of all of a sudden, you know, one night there you are, you know, in the toilet, all the stuff's going on, and the next day you say, I'm not going to drink again. Well, good luck with that.
And then what are you doing next weekend?
You're drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's you got if you're wanting to make changes in your life, let's say if it's the people you're hanging out with. Let's say if the people you're hanging out with are bringing you down, or they're not helping you, or it's just not the good flow, and they're not going in the same direction as you, probably the last thing you really need to be doing is going on an all-night party with them. I mean, it's just the way it is. I mean, birds of a feather flock together. If you want to make changes, you got to do it. You can't just sit around and talk about it. Unless you want to be one of those talkers. And we all know those talkers because they always talk about everything they're doing. I always like when you go to L.A., and I spend a lot of time in L.A., and you go to L.A., and you can even talk to the cab drivers. They're all about to write a screenplay. I mean, they're all going to write one. And it's like, well, I've written four. Okay, so there's no about to write one. But I think that there's a lot of times where you're thinking, okay, you know, instead of saying I'm about to do this, why don't you say I am doing this and I'm happy with it? And I think that's always a good sign, because trying to do a 180 in less than 24 hours is very difficult. And I don't know how healthy it is either. And I don't know how long you're going to stick with it. So keep that in mind when you're figuring out what you're going to do on New Year's. You know, I know, Dan, you have the problem with trying to figure out what party you're going to go to, and that, to me, is one of the best problems to ever have. There are a lot of people listening tonight that they don't have any parties to go to, and they would love to be in your shoes for a half of a party.
I was going to say, we have to get on his calendar, you know, call his secretary.
Well, I mean, yeah, exactly, or his secretary of the secretary.
Or you can just go and take my place.
Hi, I'm Dan. How you doing?
They'll probably never know. Oh, were you there? Oh, yeah, I was there.
One of my good friends was there. She's having a great time. Oh, my gosh. You mean, oh, yeah. They'd be, oh, we know Ashley. Oh, yeah, we met her. Yeah, see, and that's true. I mean, but a lot of people don't find themselves in those problems. And so I think just realizing that you are cared about by so many people and they actually care about you, that's a pretty big deal. So I would look at it that way, not worry about going or coming or anything like that. Just do what you feel is right. And I think you're pretty lucky on this. For other people that aren't in the same boat as Dan, which I know a lot of people out there aren't, because I've been getting your all's messages, you know, decide what you want to do. If you want to have your own party, like I talked about last week, have your own party. You know, I mean, if you want to go to a big dance party, go to that. Do it. Do what you think you want to do. Don't hold back. I mean, if you want to make changes in your life, try to go that direction. You know, next week we're going to be talking about some cool stuff. We're going to be talking about New Year's resolutions. And you don't have to wait till January 1st to make a decision to do a New Year's resolution. You can do a resolution to change your life at any time. It could be in July, okay? It could be yesterday. It's not about that. But let's say if you want a line of demarcation where you start on the 1st and you can really make a decision and look at a calendar and say, wow, I have been alcohol-free or cigarette-free or whatever it's free of for X amount of days, that's great. And I can understand that might be good to be able to mentally look into a calendar and see that. So we're going to talk about how to really make the right resolutions, how to make them, what you can actually make into a resolution. I think that's a bigger thing. You know, the second thing we're going to talk about is sticking with them. How do you stick with them? Because that's kind of the age-old question. You can make a resolution all you want. You can make five of them all you want, but can you really stick with them? Do you know how to do that? You know, also, is it really worth it? Is having a New Year's resolution worth it? Is it something that you want to do? Does it work? You know, we're going to talk about that next week too, because I think those are big questions. You know, and I think that a lot of times we get confused by what we should do, but as well as in order to make something work, especially a change in your life, you have to actually have the actions to follow up with the change. So if you want to change something, that's great, but if you go against that change on everything you do, you're never going to change it. You actually have to believe in it. And you can't have other people wanting you to change, by the way. It doesn't work that way. You have to want to change.
Amen to that. I'm living example of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because you got to want to. Anybody can say, hey, you do this, do that, prod you, push you, you know, make you feel bad about it. But, you know, in the end, it doesn't matter because they're not you.
Right.
And you have to want to change. And if you want to make a change, do it because you want to. But all in all, it's just being comfortable with yourself and knowing that whatever you're choosing is the right thing for you, as well as to go the extra step for yourself. You deserve it. So, Dano, I had a wonderful night talking with you, and I hope you have a wonderful time the rest of this holiday season.
Thanks, you too.
Awesome. You rock. Billy?
Yo.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I think this new year is going to be really awesome for perspectives. 2014.
Year two, right?
Wow, yeah. It's going to be great.
Of perspectives.
It's going to be year two.
And,
it's a good time.
I can't wait to hear your perspective on how to make 2014 even better than 2013.
You know what? And because of that, we're going to have a rocking time. And I'm going to do exactly that. How to have a better year than this year. If you thought this year was mediocre or you thought it was great, it's going to be even better. It's going to be even better. You're going to have a wonderful time. Life's going to change. Every aspect of your life is going to get better. But you got to stay tuned. You got to listen to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess every week. So stay tuned. And guess what? Perspectives with Ashley Burgess will be back in, what, 3 shakes.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
I'm sure you've heard of songwriters who only write for singers. Have you heard of the backup quarterback that finally gets his day and ends up as a starter? Now, after 33 years of designing beautiful jewelry for the finest jewelry stores, master jeweler and international award-winning designer William S. Holman is making his services available to the public. Have you always wanted your own jewelry that only you could imagine? How about taking a seat in a comfortable setting with no high-pressure salesman, speaking one-on-one with a designer? That designer's Bill Holman. Be a part of the design from start to finish. Bill Holman's designs grace people from talk show host Dr. Phil to life coach and author Ashley Burgess. Eliminate the middleman and go for the designer. You too can have a beautiful masterpiece at unbelievably low costs. Bill Holman will guide you and help design you a signature piece to fit your unique personality. Visit him online at HolmanDesignGroup.com. That's Holman with one L. HolmanDesignGroup.com.